Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
I came across this list of the most important qualities people look for in a significant other. And I'm surprised at a bunch of them and very encouraged by number one. Ninth on this list is the electronics that you carry. Which
what?
Actually, believe it or not, it crosses my mind every now and again. Well, because
that's how
they're so hard on the BlackBerry, you know, and they shouldn't be.
Stupid.
I carry my BlackBerry with pride, and I'm always going to carry it. In fact, up in the Sioux yesterday, one of the guys that works with the Greyhounds saw it and wondered which one it was. It's the Q10, and how much I liked it and this and that. He says, I went to an iPhone about 6 months ago, but he says, I miss my BlackBerry. I want to go back. I said, well, you should. Anyway,
people wait.
Yes, they will judge you based
on the criteria of who you should date.
The ninth most important quality.
Holy crap! I never get past the first two, anyways.
The first two qualities?
Well, like really, if you're worried about kind of BlackBerry.
Oh, I got you.
I mean, I just have a job. Don't live with your mother. Don't have a record.
Accent comes in at number seven.
Okay.
Job. Accent. Don't live with your mother. Don't have a record. I got it. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Like really, BlackBerry? People are meeting potential mates that. They're so qualified to be a potential mate that they can get down to what kind of phone they carry.
Only the ninth honestly. Most important quality. Seventh is accent. So that means we must have to date people. Well, I guess we could date them in other parts of the country, right? Because we can pick out, you certainly can pick out that Maritime accent very easily.
Mm, okay.
Right?
Okay.
But because we would only have an accent to foreigners, obviously. Right?
Well, or different parts of the country, I guess.
Number four on the list surprised me a little bit. Tattoos or piercings? I think it probably has to do with how many you have. Like,
absolutely.
You might have a threshold for how much is too much.
Yeah, I love tattoos,
me
but
too.
I don't want you to have one on your face.
That's fair.
You know?
Okay, sure. Sure.
Or even your neck, maybe.
The most important quality people are looking for in a significant other, Jennifer Campbell, rings in at... grammar.
No, that's, I wish that was true. I don't believe it.
See, I agree with you.
I wish that were true. Anyway.
Right? I call shenanigans on this. There's no way people care enough about grammar.
No, not if you watch them on the internet.
Number one quality.
That's the number one thing.
Ahead of confidence. Confidence is number two.
Well, it's the people that can't decipher the difference between you're and you are that have the confidence, sadly.
Admit it, though. You judge, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. I have shut down conversations with potential mates or dates because I can't. Nope, I just cannot.
Really? Because you
absolutely.
Can't get over the grammar? How bad does it have to be? You mean if they mix up you're and your,
yes.
You will not go out with them?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
No. Or there. No, I, no.
That's strict.
No.
That's really strict.
It's not that maybe I wouldn't go out with them, but I just don't think I could get over it. So it's not really about them. It's about, I guess it's about me.
What if you could teach them? It'd be a good thing.
I don't need to teach anybody nothing. That was their mother's job. It's not my job. Uh-uh.
You hear what the grammar woman just said? I don't need to teach anybody nothing.
And ain't.
I don't need to teach nobody nothing.
I also put ain't in there too.
You don't use ain't because ain't a word.
Ain't.
Country,
no, wait a second.
What?
Wouldn't you would for sure not date somebody. Also, that's really good English right there. That was, you know, had poor grammar.
Are you kidding me? I would go back to my high school teaching days and I would say, I'm going to learn you a thing or two.
Yeah, see, now it's turned into some weird teacher thing. See? That's what it's really about.
I'm very judgmental on the grammar and the spelling.
Get
yes,
your
kilt.
Farwell's going to teach you the difference between a dangling participle and a dangling pronoun.
There's no such thing as a dangling pronoun, kids.
Know.
Don't ask a teacher about it today.
I passed the test. Where's my kilt?
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.